He would have charged.
Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022, Zoning Board meeting, 7 p.m.
That's not true.
My phone is not doing an email.
Well, that's what I said, that I know what I mean.
Yeah, well, that brings me fun. So, we have the minutes here?
Yes.
Yeah, they're over here.
Now, the April 27th meeting, is that the only meeting that we didn't?
I think so, this will catch us up.
So this will catch us up, very good. Has the memory been able to read the minutes yet, or?
Yes.
I have not, but.
I have to say, I think they look very good, they're well done, we appreciate that.
They were very complete, I ran through them on the computer and did the best I could. Because my printer was going off. But anyways, a couple of things. My first name is Gerhard.
Okay.
It's a very common mistake, believe me. That's one of the kinder, which, you know, changes, I mean, that's not. And the other thing, I don't know, I mean, style-wise, I'm just not sure. Should we do this in the past tense versus the present tense? I mean, when we're describing what goes on. You know, in other words, Chairman Emmett asked instead of asks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the way it's been done in the past. And I think we're better off to just do that consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think it's significant enough to really ask you to go through all this and change that. Mm-hmm. I just think just for the future.
Mm-hmm. So which one is it? I'm looking at March 23rd. What are you looking at?
April 27th.
There must be. So we have the marginal version that was never approved.
I thought they were.
Oh, all right. Well, it was in the head. That's why I'm here.
Is it in your packet?
I think on the town website it said it was a draft.
So, all right. So that's why they're not taking that. I assume that we probably got to approve the minutes in March.
Probably.
In March,
yes.
Okay. And then I'll let me look at this. I just know that I've got 1 year going over.
Okay. So right now, the board is reviewing the April 27th.
Yes.
Guys have.
Yeah. So has everybody looked through the March 23rd? minutes as well?
I don't think you're for that, sir.
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to approve the March 23rd minutes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. There's
one abstention for the record, right?
Excuse me?
One abstention for March 23rd.
Yeah. She went over there.
Okay, so, is the gentleman really in the old business?
That's correct.
So we'll move on to the first appeal, the number two, which is appeal number 845, an area variance request for the applicant seeking to construct a 2,880 square foot detached accessory building, garage and an existing lot, tax map number 62.5-5-19. At 35 Overcrest Road, the proposed location garage would be 18 feet from the front property line. The front yard setback requirement for an accessory building in the R4 district is 40 feet. Therefore, the applicant is requesting 22 feet of relief from the required front setback. All other dimensional use aspects of the proposed accessory building comply with the requirements of the R4 district. Okay. Are you the applicant?
Excuse me, sir?
Are you the applicant?
Yes, I am.
Okay, could you introduce yourself?
My name is William Blaisdell from 35 Overcrest Road.
And tell us what you're doing.
It's just a garage for my personal vehicles and snowmobiles.
Okay. And why do you need a variance?
It is over the lines, the setback lines that are outlined for that zoning district. It's closer than it's technically allowed.
Okay, so is this a detached building?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you just show us on the map?
Yes, sir.
Can show us what it is you're doing? Okay, so you
yes, sir. The big black lot.
Now, I have a question, the gentleman.
Yeah.
It doesn't show on here where your septic is.
The septic's on the other side of the house.
Over here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and I noticed
the well is right there. Yep.
I thought it was in the code that you had to be 10 feet away from the well.
You can even put the well inside the garage if you want to.
You can?
Yes, sir.
I don't know about that. I know it has to be a distance from the single family dwelling.
I researched it with my septic company when they came out because my pump went bad this spring with your asking. I was in planning stages of survival for you. I asked him, hey, how close can you put the garage? Well, you can put it inside the garage if you want. Like, we don't recommend it because then our crane can't come in.
I don't, from a town point of perspective, I don't believe that in our code if that's true. I believe that our code, it was supposed to be 10 feet from the building.
I can try and find it in our town code?
Yeah.
I thought it was only dictated by the building code.
Do you think it's dictated by the building code?
I know it's 100 feet from a dwelling to the well.
In the building code.
100 feet from a dwelling?
Yes.
Septic 100 feet from the well. It was 100 feet from the building code. I thought it was 100 feet from the septic.
That's correct.
Yeah, I thought it was 10 feet on that meter, but I believe it was 10 feet from building. And I believe that doesn't, it was, there was no garage or house, it was a structure.
Okay. And I think that's a determination, right? Yeah. Any structure is the primary one.
So that kind of
marked your chair at dinner. Gotcha. Yeah, I was told differently from the septic people. But,
So what was keeping you from moving the building back now?
It's just not. I want it to look the best because that's what I do for a living. I have a construction company and I build beautiful things. And I want it's going for the best look and where it's going to fit. The feasibility of the rest of the driveway, how it's going to fit in the house and the neighborhood, how it's going to look. Because if I want to cheap out and build some piece of crap, I would put a steel building, save about $120,000. But I'm building it to match the house. I got the same size, same trim, same doors, windows. It's going to look like the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw the drawing.
Very, very picky. Very picky about how it's going to look. And the way it sits, it's got the right angle to get in and out into the rest of the driveway, the flow, because there's a hill. My driveway's on a hill, it's slope there. Mm-hmm. So I got it all kind of phased in so I can get in and out, park the bigger things when you get parked and stuff like that. So that's kind of where it's set, why it's set like that. And if I go back much further the other way, I'm going to be into those setbacks on the other side. And there's stump dumps all over the property that has a wheel put in when she built the house. The whole neighborhood is riddled. There's a sinkhole in the driveway. There's a sinkhole near the pool. Sinkholes everywhere. They dug big pits and put all the stumps and trees in there. When I built my pool, I hog them out of there. The next day, 20-something foot deep, logs, you name it. So the whole lot's riddled with stump dumps, and that particular spot is good to go. There's no stump dump there. So that's another reason why it's very solid.
Just seem that really is very close to the road. There's no.
Well, if you go to the property and look, it's actually behind the natural tree line. I love the trees up, and the trees high up. My neighbor Chris Piazza in the corner, who just built his garage extension last year, his is, I think, even closer to mine.
Close to the road?
It's very close, yeah. He got okay with it, so.
I don't remember seeing it.
He might have did it without permits.
Please don't tell us that. that wouldn't be good. He wouldn't act like he was a neighbor. If they had homes. He had been buildings that have been moved before.
Oh, yeah. So, it's not horrible. Believe me, the tree line there and everything, the way the road curves as you come down the road, it kind of flows nice. But you'd have to kind of see it in person to see what I'm talking about. But all the big trees are still there, and they're That structure is about 4 feet.
I don't know where the ground is, but I did look at it from the Google.
Okay.
I was not able to get there because of the working with us.
Gotcha.
I did look at it and
gotcha.
Up and look at the front. You can see the whole, you know, so gotcha. I did a visual.
Gotcha.
Well, since you're talking about the visual, where is it on here? I mean, if you look at it. This is the building you're taking out, is that it?
That's gone. That was a shed. That was a shed that I had to put stuff in. Problem is the shed's very, very ghetto looking, if you will. Sorry to use that term, but I can't stand all those sheds and stuff. And we're out of room. I have nowhere to put anything with the mice and chipmunks. Destroying. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're trying to get rid of some of them sheds. So I already got rid of one. I got to get rid of a couple more, and we also have a temporary pod. There's so much stuff, it's not funny. And this isn't even where I keep my commercial stuff, my business. That's at exit 18. I got 3 acres there. I don't keep stuff for my business at my house. I can't stand it. I don't want to think about work. I want to just have play and think about relaxation and not be at work. So everything is out of my house as far as work goes, unless it's a toy that I'm playing with, like an excavator or something. I usually try to keep one here. But I can't stand the sheds and the PC little gibbery looking look. I want a nice structure to go with my house and have a little look and clean it up because it looks horrible right now.
How many garage doors across the front of that?
I think it's 4. Baby snowmobile one. Snowmobile, I'm going to have a baby snowmobile one.
Yeah, there's a small one.
And
the
large.
The
large.
I'm sorry. I didn't get
Then there's a door that separates it, a couple of heated zones.
Right.
So it's beautiful.
A lot of thought went into what I designed it based on my needs.
I guess, you know, the big question is, why not move it back a little bit?
Which way back?
Well, if you went that way, or there, straight that way, just a little bit, you could gain.
The problem then is, like you said, with the well head, I have it right now, it's in between doors. If I move it back, it's going to be problematic to get in and out of the doors, because the well is going to be right there. I might be able to budge a couple feet and still make everything work, but nothing major.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a 60 by 48 structure. It's basically a larger footprint than the house that's on the building, on the property, and you want to put it with an 18 foot of the road. Now, as far as one orientation, it could be rotated to help alleviate the 18 foot point out there, and it could also be slid back. So I don't know, this is a rather large structure, as opposed to the road. And as far as the snow dump, realistically, there has to be in the concrete anyway, right? So move the stumps out of there. I'm not seeing them.
There's stump dumps all over the yard that the builder left. There's people that left their houses and just left them and didn't pay the mortgage and just took off and left the neighborhood because of stump dumps. You know about that?
Yeah. I mean,
that's how bad the stump dumps are in there.
Was the one builder down through there?
Vasileo was the beginning builder. Now it's there's a couple other. Sarone's been in there a little bit, and Witt did a couple.
Well, it was pretty much that did that where they buried. So
yeah,
maybe they down where I've had maintenance like for a place. They take down a very large building.
Yeah.
Because it was built over.
But to answer your question about rotating siding, it's really the best possible spot. It really is.
Well, I know, but it's within 18 foot of setback, and you need to be 40. Okay. So I know it's the best possible spot for what works in the driveway at one stop, but it doesn't work for the building code.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, too, that always throws me a little bit is you got this drawing that doesn't show the trees you're referencing, it doesn't show the septic, doesn't show the hardship that you're
referencing. Well, the septic's definitely on the inside of the house. That's a lie.
No,
it's
not
on the inside of the house. And the trees are right there. You can drive right by and look. It's 5 minutes away.
But if you took that drawing and just lined it up so that it was square in the house instead of
the angle. Is that the best angle?
But it's not the best angle to get you away from the road.
It's not going to change much. It's going to give us a couple feet.
Well, a couple feet when you're asking for the amount of relief that you're asking for, a couple of feet's a lot.
But I have to do a couple feet. I can do a couple feet.
Rarely do we ever do that large of a relief. I guess that goes against the town structures these codes for good reason.
I know why. I just get certain plows on the main road someday, and they build a bridge across the river. And
all kinds of things.
Yeah, I get it.
And for the view and for the look of it, look at the neighborhood.
The look of it, it's going to improve.
The trees shield, but they're not coming.
It's going to improve.
Taking the trees down, and then that shielding isn't there.
It's going to improve the look. There's no trees that are going to come down to build this. But it's not actually, there's nothing to hide because it's actually going to look like the house, which is beautiful. So it's going to make the yard look better because we're going to eliminate sheds. Because I don't want to have to bring more structures and sheds to store all the stuff.
It seems in the building code that the primary concern, and they have the table here for separation distances. And I was wrong about the housing, but it's a septic system.
It doesn't mention the distance.
Doesn't it say anything about buildings, even the principal dwelling? It's the septic system. So that makes sense because of the subsurface, flow.
Well, I knew it was 100 feet per septic. Said that at your right place. But I'm surprised that it wasn't 10 feet from the house.
There's no
I appreciate that. You double checking that. Thank you.
So I did hear you say, though, you may consent to a couple more feet.
Yes, if you want me to twist it a little, I can do a couple feet. I'd rather get it done than not get it done. I mean, if that makes you guys happy, I'd love to do that for you.
I'm also looking at the neighborhood from our aerial view here in the tax map. It doesn't appear that anyone else is closer to the road than 40 feet.
He just built it last year, last summer.
But again,
it's real close. You can just drive by and look at it. You don't even have to break out the tape measure.
Yeah.
It's the trucks. His trucks
are there. That's a real thing. Talk about this property here and this one here. We don't have that. None of these properties around here show them to have that. So, again, the structure is larger than any house in the area, and you're trying to put it.
I'm probably going to build the house. I'm probably going to build the house bigger too.
Yeah.
Because we're outgrowing the house.
Yeah, I understand. But again,
I'm probably going to buy some more land from Finch and Prime because we're outgrowing the land. So business is good.
Yeah, I'm failing to see the hardship. I mean, you can dig it where you can dig it.
Oh, no, it's not a hardship. It's a good ship. It's a dream. Building my dream.
So then why are we granting a 55% relief?
I wouldn't be a hater. That's hard answer. Sounds like you're hating.
Oh, you just have
to deal with that my whole life.
For one house.
I love it. Yep. Rolls right off my back.
Well, I mean, what we're talking about is the town zoning.
Yes, that's why I'm here, sir. I'm respecting that. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. I just didn't throw it up.
No, that's good.
Others have. I work with building inspectors all the time and have to follow rules and codes and all these decks and three season rooms and additions and all these things they build. So, you know, I know it's better to go the right way. So,
yes, it is.
That's what I'm here.
See, in that district, the rear setback is 30 feet.
Right. So he's 37 feet front?
And the front is obviously 40. So, I mean, I think the other issue that I tried to bring this on my notes is the shape of the lot itself.
Right.
There's a lot of lost area in that long, narrow road that goes along the road.
Yeah.
So, what I was trying to do was project the, you know, the setback lines within, you know, the lot. And, you know, for this size of the building, it's going to be, you know, you could push it back some, but you're not going to be far.
I don't think if you get 40 feet, you wouldn't be able to fit it there.
Right.
I understand.
So,
But I think that if he brought the back corner back to 30, which is what the back setback is, he'd probably gain, if you twisted it that much, it would probably line it up pretty square to the house, and it would make his driveway a little bit smaller, but it would still give him, and for gaining, probably, he could probably kind of give himself back to like, what, 25 feet from the road instead of 18? Which is still a huge relief, and I can't say anybody here would agree to that, but I mean, that's kind of, you know, something that I could see that might be worth, I don't know, I can't speak to anybody else, but it's, because I do think it's a beautiful building, and I think you want to make a beautiful building, and I support all that, but certainly, by no means, I don't think any of us here are painters, we never have. It's a very difficult job. I sit here and make decisions that, because literally what you're asking us to do is to change the law of the town. Mm-hmm. And none of us take that lead.
Right.
And so the reasoning, if our chairman reads down the reason that was set in
place,
the criteria is that the hardship is one of the main criteria.
Meaning, I'm just trying to give you an avenue to try to explain what you're trying to build.
There's no other place.
You didn't designate anything. So
there's
I'm
no
just trying to help you. I do this all the time too. I work with Renata Constructed. We do all kinds of development. It's not just three season rooms. And we do follow the rules.
I know you guys do.
So the point of the matter is, I want you to build what you want to build for your home. I want you to enjoy your property. But I also want to follow the rules. There's other names.
Yeah, there is something on your side. I'm sorry to draw it in.
No, I'm not. Again, I understand why you want on this side of your driveway.
Yeah.
And also,
I get that. And also, there's some length issues with pulling into the.
I understand. Your driveway is
probably got some bigger trucks.
Yeah, you're not reviewing the second driveway cut, right? That's a common thing that's not just the point.
And I think
that driveway is not really on our dock.
I think one of the things that Jim said that I do take into consideration is that it's a large lot, but the way it's shaped, it's not convenient.
Or 48 by 60
double garage. I understand. But normally you can easily do that on a lot that size.
It's got a weird narrow
stuff. It does have some impact on it.
But yeah, you rotate it back to the square of the house and you get away from that angle. My question, I guess, is that thrown out there in space is if we did, again, I don't know if you should lay out here, but if we could, it doesn't look like no engineering did this, but if we could take that, you did rotate it, I don't know what degree makes sense for your driveway, then shift it back. Is there any conversation for you or for this board as far as, yes, I understand we're getting a rear setback, but the rear setback is against state land, public land, not being interfered with. I would be okay with
being
3 feet, 28 feet, 25 feet off the bat to give us more of them off the front. Mm-hmm. So again, I don't know if that's an idea for anyone else.
I'm open to rotating it a few degrees and I'm open to going back towards 16, but I don't want to go much more than that because it's going to screw the whole thing up.
What was your foot you said? Sorry, man.
A couple of degrees and 4 to 6 feet back overall. We could make it work.
So you'd be pushing 24 feet off the road for 40 minutes. So we're still below the 50% threshold. We're still over the 40%, 35%.
We're still, it's a big relief, but I guess what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to look at it from what I, because I have a big bar on my property, and I'm not going to say I don't. I mean, there's a lot of employees
there's two abnormalities here that are making this difficult. First is the lot, as I mentioned, and then the fact that these lots, this particular lot especially, is in R4.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how the subdivision came to be at these lot sizes, you know, and it must be a cluster design that allowed them to go under the minimum lot size.
Right.
But yet, we retain the right to these, you know, larger accessory buildings, you know, in the R4 district being an ag.
Right.
So, I think it sounds to me like you're going in the right direction here, a compromise of trying to maximize the front setback at the sacrifice of the rear.
I think so, yeah.
And if that's the case, if 24 feet's it, that I think that's significant that a structure this big is going back 6 feet more.
Yeah.
Well, that'll take the mass off, the appearance of the mass on the street.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's kind of the direction I'm trying to go. Can he make the zoning, and I think he can do that and still get what he wants.
Right, that's what I think he makes some good points about the location of the septic system. Although the stump dumps can be overcome, you know, my mind spins forward to structural integrity, you know, making sure you get proper compaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very important. The dump stumps, you don't know how deep they are. You don't know. You'd have to dig that whole area. We had to do a huge to locate where that had been dumped and how to correct it. I mean, that was, we had to actually do drillings and testing. And there's huge expense to that. So I understand that.
Yeah, but it's all I think.
In the stump dump, it might depend some of the amount of weight mass.
From my standpoint, if we can get to a compromise, position on the amount of front relief.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do. I just feel like we can't, there's no way I can do it. Speaking of myself, I always speak of myself.
I think you did a good job. None of us want to say no. We want to find a way to get the yes.
Thank you.
So.
And then there's.
Guys, it is already down.
This one normally was a citizen's negotiation.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just I just want to make a couple points. The fact of the matter is that the law requires we consider, first of all, that the strict application of said dimensional requirements will result in specified practical difficulty to the applicant. So we need to determine that. We need to decide that. The law says we have to.
Yeah, we have
to. It's another choice.
We have to do our diligence.
The second requirement is how substantial the requested variance is in relationship to the requirements.
Gotcha.
So this is very substantial. I think we're talking about the last.
Right.
And that's good. Yeah. I personally think that the fact that you've got this little tail end of your lot kind of helps because you don't have any neighbors that.
Right. It's a pretty sparse neighborhood. You get a lot of cover.
But yeah, but you're not going to have somebody right next to me.
Right.
Complaining about,
That's my question. I don't know if it's actually how considered, how you like it, and I don't know what no one can do because it's pretty creative. I noticed your fourth bay. It is substantial. It's also 48 feet long as well. Again, if we're going to rotate and slide back a few feet, is there anywhere you can work with it? Do you maybe, make it sort of helpful, maybe come in 12 by 16, take out that corner, and reduce the size over there?
It's already full. It's already full. It's already completely full. I promised my wife she could put her car in our attached garage over the winter. It's very important believe me, I've been putting her and the family before my needs quite a bit, and I'm finally getting my dream garage, well, after today here. But another reason, too, I also, and don't get put off by this, but first thing I did was call here and check some things before I did anything. And the lady, I even told Jim this, the girl, I don't know who it was, but she was new, and she gave me information that was false. She says, "Oh, this many feet off the center line." So I get out there with my tape measure, my wheel, and and I start my planning process. And then I fine-tune it, and come up with this drawing, and come up with this plan. And
come to find out that there's another chunk of feet that I didn't factor
into. Oh, you were going to the center
that
of the road.
She told me from the center line
right.
back.
But she did, it wasn't the right
road. Well, I
way off.
It was just a series of misunderstandings, and that's not
okay. true. Yeah, that, well, that's how the whole thing came about.
Well, that's not a common misconception.
And then I called her again about 4 weeks ago, and she gave the same exact information again, because I got all excited because I was meeting with Jim. And I was like, no, look, it's, and he's like, no, you don't understand. It's at this point, I'm like, oh, that's never.
It's always from the property line.
I learned,
very difficult.
I learned being a contractor, you didn't know everything.
And in most cases, they don't have a surveyed front line. There's no pins, so it's very difficult to determine where the railway boundary is.
So that being said, after I got the information, I dug because I have an excavator. I started digging for something to look up, so I started digging it.
This drawing here, Kevin, is a survey. So that is representative of the surveyed front property line. Okay.
So I started digging.
Is that very important? Right. Most people have no idea where the front line is,
right.
Or the sideline is, or the back line is, or anything else.
So I got that information, and I started digging in, put my application in with you guys, and then came to light that no answer.
And the other misconception there is that the road is always in the middle of the right of way.
Not always.
Well, I don't have a problem with the size of the building.
No, I think that's one thing. I'd like to go to the library.
I wouldn't
mind that myself. It's the best part of the
whole thing.
Well,
Mr. Chair, we did have a properly outside public hearing and properly noticed public hearing.
Did you have
any correspondence?
We did not get any written correspondence. I instructed the applicant, as I do with all applicants, if they want to reach out to their neighbors.
I had some neighbor signs and stuff. Some of them are supposed to email me because they signed it when I got across the street, but this is like the Kayaz is on the corner that would be staring right at this thing most of the time. And these are the Slykas across the street from me. Those are the two of the closest, except for Dick, who is an older gentleman who didn't sign it at the time and said he was going to email it. But he knows I'm doing this, and he knows about the meeting and everything. So if he didn't want it, he would probably say something. But I guess he's neutral. I don't know. I didn't speak to my secretary because he doesn't come outside a lot.
We did get one anonymous, expressing some concern, but again, it's anonymous, so I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm. You know, the concern was the nature of the concern, just anything specific.
There was a concern.
On the septic side, where he can't even see the garage, we have a feud with those neighbors. We don't like each other, but that's probably who it is.
I don't know. We didn't get any.
They're the ones that cut down all the trees when they first moved in, and then complained about my parties that I used to have when I was younger. But and I pulled all their stumps out with my excavator for $150. I worked down it for 2 days, and I thought they were going to give me, $1,500 or something, because it was a couple days worth of work. They gave me $150 gift certificate. Very nice. But we were still good then, but then they called the cops on me for parties. But that's the only neighbors that hate me that I know, that are close by.
So I
would extract that from the minutes.
We've got some basic stuff, written documentation that people are not opposed to this.
Right.
And they can see the footprint by glancing over, because like I said, I already dug it. Don't disrespect you guys. I just saw. I was good with the setback. I was going through the permit process, and I was excited to get started. So I started digging. And once I found out that we were waiting on the variance, all work is going to cease, and everything's going to sit stagnant. So
the question is,
Mr. Allen pretty much described. I think it would
happen.
I told it out to the board to see what your thoughts are. But I think if you turn it a little bit, you can get to where it's 25-foot setback, so we can give him 15 feet of relief.
If you do that, that's a 37% relief on the desired setback, which is more around what we approved in the past.
Yeah.
It would gain us, I don't know the rotation, it's critical other than lining up your well. If you get that off 6 feet, it's a full 25 feet, plus there's the buffer, obviously,
right,
on the roadside of that, so effectively be able to
what I recommend is we get something that's enforceable and measurable out in the field is that we just should simply cite main front setback of the year you think is worthwhile. Because I don't want to get into rotating the building.
Well, we just say, yeah, that's his call.
Yeah.
We just say that if we had agreed to it, he could have 25 feet from the line.
Right.
15 foot relief. We're getting 25 feet from the front line.
And that'd be,
how he does that is his call.
Well, Jim, is that about 7 feet from what we talked about?
Correct.
Okay.
7 feet from what you have right now.
Okay, I can make that work.
Now, the only thing with that is if you want to make a stipulation, and I don't want to waste your time and come back here, we talked about potentially infringing on the rear setback. 7 feet plus minus will put you right about 30 feet.
Right.
We want to grant a relief over there. We'd like the applicant to redraw, lay it out, let us know where it is.
What you could say is you could say up to 5 feet of relief or something like that.
Yeah, I think to make it so it's easier for him, I am very comfortable with saying he could have 5 feet of relief in the back as well.
So it's not on the line.
That way, if he does this and he adjusts it, he says, oh gosh, now I'm 2 feet into my back setback. We've done the 5 feet relief on the back setback.
I do plan on buying it in the future. They have sent me an offer of Vinci Prime, $18,000 for 10 feet for 600. What's that amount to per acre? Yeah. So,
even if the sale were not to occur, the chances of that ever getting in any kind of residential use is.
Yes. They got the sand pit down there, and it's like a buffer for the sand pit, basically.
So,
I'm satisfied with that. And we don't close the public hearing because I'm
going to
comment. So, I think at this point we need a motion.
And the other usual acknowledgement is a type 2 action under CCC.
Okay. Criteria, I think we reviewed, right, as far as aesthetics.
You want to read down what we
should read? The first requirement is that the strict application said dimensional requirements will result in specified facts for the applicant. We reviewed that in the Mr. Martin's comments are very useful, but also he talked about the size of the building and the next is how substantial the requested variance is in relationship to the requirements, and basically the 18-foot setback was quite substantial. The 25-foot setback is less and more in keeping with what we've done in the past. The third is that the difficulty cannot be mitigated by some practical method feasible to the applicant to pursue. Again, Mr. Martin's comments are useful. And we've reviewed other possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no substantial change in the character of the neighborhood, the detriment to the adjoining properties. And again, I don't see that as being a problem, especially with what we're discussing. And then third is that the material variance, the fifth requirement, is variance in having material detrimental to the purpose of this chapter or the property in which the property is located or otherwise conflict with the description and purpose of the district. The objective is to make plan or policy of the town, and that the variance requested is the minimum variance which would alleviate a specific practical difficulty. And that's kind of key. I mean, for us, it's got to be the minimum variance, the least we can do in terms of changing the law.
And I think you come to a compromise that will work for you, and I think that I'm getting the feeling that the board is in consensus with that. So if everybody's agreeable with that, I'll make a motion that in for appeal number 845 that we will allow 15 foot of setback relief on the front line. The line would be 25 feet from that.
And that's to the overhead.
That's the overhead.
Okay.
There'd be no further building.
Both out of
bounds. Both out of bounds. And in doing so, moving your building to do that, we would allow up to 5 feet of relief on the back one.
Okay.
So that if you
lay it out, it over,
you find that you're 2 feet, you get up to 5 feet of relief on the back.
Gotcha. Okay. That's all. Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? reviewing those area variances. And not to, you know, belabor a point, but we do have to stick by that.
I understand.
And I've been to zoning boards in other towns that don't, you know, which makes me crazy. That's just not the way.
Well, we can say that you and I have been on board since we were sued as a town, and we won. And it went to the monthly grand jury, right? Court of appeal. And we won it because we follow the rules.
Right. You can't have any gray area. No. I understand.
Yeah.
So we have any further discussion? Would you pull the board, please?
Matthew Manning?
Aye.
Scott Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Kevin Elms?
Yes.
Justin Farrell?
Yes.
Gerhard?
Yes.
And we thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks. Sorry about that, Matt. I've been dreaming about this thing for years. It's very, very emotional. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's a beautiful building.
It's my dream come true.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You'll be getting a notice.